The reason we're here at this time and the reason it's an advantage to check when the workers aren't here is we have a great deal of leverage to get things corrected or that we need done during the time that the permit is about to be issued, because we can issue that permit conditional upon things being corrected and fixed. This is the time now when we're about to issue new permits to make sure that as we issue a new permit, everything is up to standard.
Where are we going into first, and what are you looking for?
Yes, I have my paperwork here. And so in this one, specifically this unit, number 10, he had a ripped mattress in the bedroom, and they have to replace it.
Are we standing in a room maybe 12 by 15, 12 by 20 feet? Is that about accurate with three beds? What are the regulations for spacing that we're seeing here?
When I go back to the office and I review all the paperwork, then I have to review the floor plans. And according to that, I give the number of people that they have to have.
I see three beds. Would they all be occupied? Could this other one be a bunk bed, or what's the regulation?
This room with three is an adequate number or approved number for this size. Typically, I think we would see the maximum that's permitted.
Yeah. This one was all ripped, and they have to provide another mattress in good conditions.
Why is that important for health purposes that we not have a ripped mattress in a facility like this?
I think that's generally the concern for parasites, bed bugs, the kind of things you raised before, any kind of a situation where the bedding isn't adequate and doesn't have an adequate surface, then you have a potential for germs or disease or vermin.
So we have two bedrooms, one with three beds and one with two, and then a bathroom with a shower and sink
and
such.
The kitchen here.
And were you guys talking about the refrigerator when we walked in? And yeah. What were you looking at with that?
I'm looking for the temperature that has to be until 42 degrees.
How do you check the temperature on that?
I have two thermometers. This one, I used the first one. Yeah. This is 38 degrees, which just means that it's working properly.
As we stand in this small but regulated area, why is it important to people who don't work at a migrant labor camp? Why might they care about the temperature of the refrigerator or whether or not the mattress has a hole in it?
I think it comes back to the same general concern that we would hope we would have for all citizens and for workers here providing us with a service, that they have adequate conditions for safe and healthy lives. But also it does provide any situation where we have a potential that disease could develop out of the public eye or out of our knowledge, it could emerge and become a larger public health problem. So we try to nip these things in the bud, as it were, and be aware in every pocket of the community where there could be an issue, where we could have something where we would harbor unsafe or unsanitary conditions that could lead to disease issue.